Inside Mac.
For Monday, August 7th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. The Apple Store shuts down temporarily before the WWDC keynote presentation. Apple introduces Leopard, XServe, and Mac Pro. And the S&P 500 reports that Apple is now in the top 10. Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference kicked off today with a keynote presentation by CEO Steve Jobs at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. During the presentation, Jobs gave the first public preview of Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard, which is the sixth major version of Mac OS X to its third-party developers. Leopard's new features include Time Machine, which is a new way to automatically back up and restore everything on your Mac, and Spaces that allows you to instantly switch between groups of applications required for various tasks. Other new features of the new operating system include a fully native 64-bit support that allows applications to take complete advantage of 64-bit processing while maintaining full performance and compatibility for existing 32-bit Mac OS X applications and drivers. Basically, there are too many cool new features to talk about unless you'd like to hear me chatter on for about an hour or two. Instead, I'll let you know that Leopard is scheduled to be released this coming spring. And if you want more information, check out the Apple site. I'm sure it'll give you all the information that you need. And now I'll move on to Apple's new professional desktop computer line called the Mac Pro, which will incorporate the Intel Xeon chipset. The new Mac Pro line will replace the Power Mac line and is twice as fast as the one it replaces. The Mac Pro is a quad Xeon 64-bit desktop workstation featuring two new dual-core Intel Xeon processors running up to 3 GHz and a new system architecture that delivers up to twice the performance of the Power Mac G5 quad. It is available today and it will cost around $2,500 US. Apple also announced the new XServe, which is a quad Xeon 64-bit server that features Mac OS X Server Tiger on two dual-core Intel Xeon processors running up to 3 GHz. This results in performance that is over 5 times that of its predecessor, the company says. And according to Mac Minute, the new XServe delivers up to 4 times the I/O bandwidth, up to 3 times the memory bandwidth, and twice the storage bandwidth of the XServe G5. It is also Apple's most customizable server, offering dozens of options, including faster processors, larger hard drives, and dual power supplies. Apple said that the new XServe is scheduled to be available in October of this year. If you try to go to the Apple Store on Apple's website, you may have noticed a little sticky that said we'll be back soon. The store did close this morning, which is actually a good sign because in the past, when that message appeared, it was an indication that meant new products or significant product updates. The closure came just minutes before Steve Jobs was scheduled to present his keynote speech at the WWDC in San Francisco, but it's up now and it has lots of new features, so go check it out at apple.com. Apple has moved up to number 8 out of the top 50 U.S. corporations on the S&P's highest average rating chart. According to Bloomberg, Apple's average rating is listed at 4.769, with 26 analysts covering them. It has an average target price listed as 83.57. According to S&P 500, Apple's one-year return percentage is noted at 59.9. Coming up, Google has shut down its G-Tunes rumors, and the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. At Apple's WWDC 2006 conference, DVD XDV has unveiled new versions of its professional quality DVD extraction software. The new versions of both DVD XDV and DVD XDV Pro constantly monitor the user's hard drive during extraction to prevent it from running out of free space. It is widely used throughout the television and film industry to create broadcast quality video from standard DVDs. Many prominent television shows such as Frontline on PBS have used DVD-XDV to create high-quality video from DVD. IntelliMerge Innovations has released IntelliMerge 5.1. This new version makes sending dynamic customized messages to customers, memberships, and other groups hassle-free, and it is the latest upgrade to the company's business class email merge software for the Mac. It includes a recipient manager, tag-driven email composition program, and an easy-to-use mailing system. New to this software is enhanced auto-subscriber, IP tracking, enhanced invalid email checking, and web page messages. Trans International has announced that it is now shipping its 160GB Seagate Momentus 2.5 SATA drive as an internal and external storage solution for the new MacBook, MacBook Pro, and Mac Mini. The drive features high shock tolerance, low power consumption, and quiet load and unload acoustics. It's offered with 5400 RPM, 8MB cache, as well as a 5-year warranty. The internal solution is priced at $269 US, with the external drive being offered for an additional $99. Quark has announced the availability of Quark Express 7 as a universal application for macOS 10.4. The 7.1 update is available free of charge for Mac users of Quark Express 7, and it was built to run at peak performance on both Intel and PowerPC-based Macs. Quark Express is the first major design and publishing tool to be released as a universal application. The company said that its new graphics engine, XDraw, leverages the power of Quartz 2D to achieve the highest quality rendering of text and graphics. The company said Quark Express takes full advantage of the speed of the Intel-based Macs, and now it is possible to do more work in less time. At the National Association of Recording Merchandisers, or NARM, Google ended all rumors of the so-called G-Tunes store. There's been a lot of talk over the last year about Google's digital music solution. In fact, Reuters said that a Bear Stearns analyst predicted last January that a Google rival to iTunes could come in as little as 6 months. But Chris Sacca, who is Google's head of business development, said, "We are not going to be selling music." Instead, he stressed the need for partnerships and innovations to NARM attendees. The story reports that Sacca said the big opportunity in digital music is in developing the ecosystem, one that allows consumers to move content from home to car and between devices with ease. Even though there won't be a Google Music store, Sacca did stress Google is already in the music business. He said after people hear the name Gnarls Barkley, their next move is to go and check it out on Google. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.